Financial Sense Insider is a premium subscription service of PFS Group. The following is a free preview of today's Insider interview.
Well, one thing you can say about 2015 is the markets have become more volatile, up one week and down the next. Joining me on the program is Barron's Roundtable member Felix Zuloff. And Felix, as we look at the global economy today, I don't care if you're looking at the U.S., which is doing better than others, we've seen weak economic growth. We see central banks are fighting this war on deflation. Couple questions to begin with. Will their efforts work? Number one. Number two, how long? And maybe a third question, what are the risks?
You know, that's a tough start, Jim. I doubt that their efforts will work as they suppose it should. You know, it's all rooted in the theory of monetarism. And you turn on the spigots and money flows into the system, and then the economy takes off. And as we have seen in recent years, it's not quite that simple. We have gone through a period of the biggest monetary stimulation in history, and what we are faced with, despite all that, is a world economy that is slow, even probably the slowest, except for a recession period, it ever has been. So I don't think it's going to work in the real economy, but it's working in the financial economy. And these two economies are moving in different directions, and we may discuss that at the later point too. How long the world economy can continue to struggle ahead and grow, I do not know. I think the critical point is China. It's not Europe, it's China. China is faced with tremendous problems. I think the real growth rate over there is below 3% and declining. And at the recent National People's Congress, the leadership agreed that, or even stated that, they can probably not achieve the 7% target growth rate. And the people are revolting against the polluted environment. They want a better environment. So the government cannot just turn on the same formula as in the past and invest and invest and invest and pollute the world by doing that. So they have to do different things, and it will all lead to much slower growth. And they are faced with the declining real estate market and the end of that investment and credit boom. And so I think eventually China will have to devalue its currency. They are between a rock and a hard place because Japan moved ahead and devalued. And all the other Asians are following slowly, but they are following. And China has linked its currency in a silent way to the U.S. dollar. And therefore, its currency has gone up and up against all their competitors. And it makes China uncompetitive in many ways for exports. And therefore, eventually, they need to do something. First of all, they have to provide monetary stimulus to support the banking system, because the banking system will have to digest all the fallouts of the previous investment and credit boom.